For more on the Mueller report, we're joined now by Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
I want to ask, has Attorney General Barr rushed to an unwarranted conclusion, in your opinion?
What I think we have here are more questions than answers. We know that Attorney General Barr is a political appointee, and it underscores the need for us to see the full report. The American people deserve it, and Congress needs it to fully understand the supporting evidence and the conclusions in this report. So whether Attorney General Barr has rushed to a judgment here can really only be verified with the full report, and that's what we're going to be pushing for in Congress.
I want to ask how you view this in this way. Is following up on possible obstruction of justice by the president the responsibility of Congress from your point of view?
I believe that it is. Our first responsibility and what we were clearly told in the midterms is to return the agenda of the House back to the American people. But part of the plank we ran on was looking at corruption and protecting our right to vote. And that goes to the core of this investigation. So we need to see the evidence. We need to see the conclusions that Mueller drew from that evidence or did not, and make sure that we understand the full effect of this Russian interference into our election. The Trump Organization has been shown to be rotten at its core, with at least six indictments of close advisors, from campaign manager to national security advisor to Donald Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. And it is up to Congress to live up to its constitutional obligation to make sure that we are holding this administration accountable while we continue on the agenda for the American people.
I want to ask, do you think that Attorney General Barr and Special Counsel Robert Mueller have handled this the right way so far?
I think that what we have seen from Robert Mueller has been an investigation that was done with integrity, and a hallmark of his is thoroughness. That is just, however, taking it from the top lines and a summary prepared again by Attorney General Barr, who is a political appointee of the president's and whose own writings have shown us that he is very hesitant to indict or charge a sitting president.
So as Democrats push forward, let me ask you to respond to this, what some have already said and what we know we're going to hear more of from the White House and from Republicans who are backing the president, that Democrats, Capitol Hill Democrats, especially House Democrats, are now just on a fishing expedition.
You know, there's no fishing expedition when we already have 37 indictments related to this. And what we have to do is the work that the House Republicans refuse to do. Get the facts. Look at the facts of this administration. Look at the facts of what happened. If the final result is there is no obstruction, there is no conspiracy, that's a good result for America, not for the president. The very fact that we're investigating this president with this scope of corruption that has been revealed is one that was hard to imagine before Donald Trump took office.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.